Good afternoon, and permit me to congratulate all of you gathered to celebrate the Voice of America's 45 years of international broadcasting. As a former broadcaster myself, my respect for you is immense. Your daily broadcasts are made to a growing audience of foreign listeners on behalf of the people of the United States and in the name of truth. Providing reliable, uncensored information is an important part of our country's diplomacy. When The Voice first went on the air 45 years ago, the announcer said, "The news may be good or bad, we shall tell you the truth." To millions in closed societies, your broadcasts are just that, the voice of truth. To others, you are an alternate news source that provides reliable information on American thought and institutions. And to some, your special English broadcasts are a means of learning or improving comprehension of the English language. Also, your daily editorial messages are an important source for those wishing to understand our government's views. We in America believe every man, woman, and child has the right to free sources of information. We do not think a mind can or should be imprisoned. Unfortunately, some governments are threatened by the truth. They take grandiose steps to keep their people from being exposed to information other than the official party line. Today, as we celebrate, let us also remember the many listeners in these closed societies who tune in to VOA broadcasts at grave personal risk. I said a few years ago that I attached the kind of importance to modernizing the voice that President Kennedy gave to the space program. I want to renew this pledge to you today. We must continue to deliver a strong signal to those who might otherwise be deprived of uncensored information. I think Alexander Solzhenitsyn best described the strength of international broadcasts. He said they are the mighty non-military force which resides in the airwaves and whose kindling power in the midst of communist darkness cannot even be grasped by the Western imagination. A free press, free radio, free modern means of communication of all kinds, all are based upon the dignity of man and each individual's sacred right to liberty. All represent a powerful force for democracy. For this important work, I thank you.